Redeployment by Phil Clay. For our American Lit Snapshot series, we're going to be focusing on the story, which is also the title of the book itself, Redeployment. That graphic description of the soldiers in Iraq having to kill the dogs because they're eating human corpses strikes a nerve right away with many readers. And we had that experience in class today going over it and people being uncomfortable with this idea. They liked the idea of the loving dog. They liked the idea, they thought of their own dog. And the concept of having to shoot stray dogs who were eating corpses seemed a little horrifying for some people. But that is the jarring aspect of war that at times students particularly will miss out on and not consider. It's easy to think about the human element, but we don't always think about what exactly the humans involved in these wars are actually asked to do. It's not as simple as good guys and bad guys. It's the actions that take place and the repercussions because of those actions that stay with people. And Phil Clay does an amazing job in this opening story of establishing the fact that there is no return to normal. The memories that these men will go through will stay with them and try to explain what life is like in war to a mere civilian who hasn't experienced it is almost impossible. The stress level is as high as it can possibly be. And as we see the soldiers on the plane trying to return home and thinking about what they're returning to in a physical sense, in a mental sense, their opportunity to blow off some steam in Ireland, resulting in too many of the men drinking too much too soon, too quickly. But in many ways, they needed it more than ever. To feel sick because of a hangover was well worth it than feeling sick due to stress of what they've just been through. And when Sergeant Price, the narrator, our main character, when he returns home to see his wife, he still has to reflect on the fact that some of his men in his platoon didn't make it. One of his good friends didn't make it. He sees that man, that man's father. And trying even the welcome home, while positive for the civilians, is very overwhelming for the soldiers themselves. There's a rush of humanity. There's people hugging and kissing, happy to see one another, but it's also jarring. And one of the most important parts of this entire story is just how Sergeant Price's mind is trying to comprehend what he's been through on the plane ride home. He points out that it all seems to be happening not in a linear fashion, not point A to point B to point C to point D, but instead just a jumble of thoughts and ideas and emotions that blend together. It's why things get triggered by different interactions. It's why when he goes to shop at the mall that he feels like he's always still, from a stress level standpoint, on orange. And he references the fact that some guys during their experience in Iraq would go to red right away and stay at red and trying to get off of being at red. But he also points out that the civilians are at white all the time. And that going from the stress of war, living in a state of orange, if we're talking about levels of stress, to then interacting with everyone who's in white does not tend to mix very well. There's isolation and loneliness present in those feelings. You're not going to be able to relate unless you've been there, unless you've gone through it. You can try, you can have the conversations, but do you even want to broach the subject with other people? It's one of the issues that we see Sergeant Price contemplating in a lot of ways, whether verbally stated or in his interactions. His fellow soldiers come home to a wide variety of experiences. Some welcomed home by many people, others left by themselves. some coming into very complicated family situations. Life continues to move on while a soldier is at war. What they return to is not always what they left. And the people they return to, while they love them, they care about them, things will be different. It doesn't mean that there isn't love. It doesn't mean that it can't work out. It doesn't mean it's all negative. But war is going to change everyone it touches. And one of the most important aspects when we look at this story, redeployment, is that line about everyone thinks when they leave boot camp, they're going to be Rambo. But once they see the reality of inflicting death, seeing the bodies, the corpses, the violence, they're not as brash. So you have to think about this concept that the idea that of the having to hype yourself up, the confidence you need, not arrogance, but the confidence you need to be able to do the job, while also at some point leveling out to try to an attempt to be even with some humility, that you do understand the sacrifices that you're making, you do understand the violence that is around you, the threats that you find yourself in, knowing that you are far stronger as a unit together than one that is isolated on his own, trying to fight a war by himself. So the Rambo mentality goes away, and the return home isn't easy. And that is essential to us understanding this story. So while the world lives in white, the soldiers are in orange. In a story that starts off with dogs being shot because they're eating human corpses, Sergeant Price ends the story having to shoot his own dog, a dog that he's loved very much, that they got knowing that he was very old. It wouldn't be around very long. But the dog was on its last leg. And rather than pay the money to have a doctor euthanize the dog, he took the dog out himself and talks about how to try to make it painless. And in that detailed description of how to shoot and kill something, you get the sense that there's a mastery of the there's a mastery in this element of violence, which a soldier becomes in tune to. It becomes second nature. That description is not by accident. It's the ability to have that be his second nature at this point. He knows how to do this. He's been trained to do it. And now as he enters back into civilian life, he has to do this very gut-wrenching thing to his own dog because it's the right thing to do. And also, it's something that he feels like he should do. But you got to ask, and we talked about this in class, is the shooting of the dog the bridge necessary for Sergeant Price to both still feel at war while not comfortable there? But it's bridging that gap between the way life is lived in back home in civilian society versus in the lives of the soldiers themselves.